You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now we are here for a little kōrero with the masterminds behind the Plan Gig Guide. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hey there, I'm Ben.
I'm Sam.
Cool, cool, cool. And you guys have been running this very cool little gig guide for... this is your third edition is coming out this evening slash tomorrow. Can you give us a little bit of a rundown of what the plan is?
Yeah, so the plan is a gig guide for Otapotti Dunedin. It just tells you everything that's going on for the week in the city.
Cool, hell yeah. And it's got the kind of aesthetic of the Welly gig guide as well, which I've seen a few people look at it and be like, oh my god, you guys have one of them down here. And that's awesome, and it's such like a huge staple of the Wellington scene that I think has always been so impressive there that everyone wishes was in their city. What kind of inspired you to create it and to do this style and do this stuff?
Well, I was inspired by the people who made the image in Wellington.
Totally, yeah.
So I was visiting Wellington and because my sister lives there. And,
yeah, cool.
Shout out Emily. And she introduced me to her friend Spencer Hall.
Yeah, cool.
Who runs the gig guide. There's Simon White as well. He was the inventor of the image.
Yeah,
cool. But it's currently run by Spencer, so he just showed me what was up with it, how he does it, and I thought, oh, this would be awesome to bring to Dunedin.
Yeah, hell yeah. How's it been like throwing it around? What's the reception been like? I've heard like wind of y'all being kind of anonymous and then kind of appearing in the middle of the night with like pieces of paper. How's it been handing it out to people?
Yeah, just like Batman or Catwoman flinging it around. I just do it during the day and on Tuesday, and just roam around, going to the different venues and handing it out.
Cool.
And the reception's all just hugely positive.
Yeah.
Like, people are really stoked on the project.
Totally, yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've heard from everyone, is that everyone's just stoked to have this out. And it actually, like, makes the city look so much more exciting. Like, looking at it makes you like, holy heck, there's so many cool things going on all the time.
Yeah, right.
That is, like, you know, tough to keep up with when you're amidst the usual kind of shit going on in life. But yeah, could you maybe? I feel like the design's got a very cool, hectic punk vibe to it too. Do you just come up with all these images and just like throw them in and kind of make it up and whiff it and learn a bit each time?
Yeah, exactly. So I look through different books and magazines, finding images, and then off the internet as well, just try and find ones that are just sort of part of the internet that maybe doesn't the copyrights in a bit.
Like, yeah.
Who knows who made it, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there'll never be like a famous painting on it, let's say.
Yeah.
But
We're also super keen to get local Dunedin artists or just people that enjoy doodling and doing things that are in a similar vein to what's on the plan at the moment, if they would like to get involved. We have an email which you can find at the bottom of the plan, the bottom left hand side, I think.
Cool.
So if anybody is interested in submitting art pieces, it's something that we're wanting to kind of make a part of the
That's
of
a
the
dope
plan.
Idea. That's a really cool idea.
Exactly. Hit us up, theplanotapotti@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
Send in your artwork if you love doodling.
Yeah.
And you want to be a part of it. This is a community project after all, so
get yourself
involved.
Exactly. And then I think also reflecting the like positive response you've had to it as well, you've managed to get some like sponsors to do it immediately after the very first one, which is pretty awesome sign for the future. How do you feel about like the kind of longevity of it at the moment? Because I feel like it looks so cool and impressive, and I feel like it's such a daunting task to manage to do it weekly. How do you feel you're going to like be able to, you're going to manage that, or are you kind of excited about the future and think it's going to be a fun project to keep going, keep trying to get more people involved and make it more communal and things like that?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not too bad to do by myself, but at the moment we've got a team, some of us making it, so it's myself, Lily Knowles from Radio 1, and Sam, who's sitting next to me.
Also from Radio 1.
Also from Radio 1, and we have our friend Gavin Ashwart, who's helping put them up on the streets as well.
Yeah.
So between us, we're making it happen. Just spending a bunch of time figuring out what things are on during the week. I've got about 100 tabs open on my browser.
Yeah, totally.
Just looking at every possible place that I can look at.
Yeah.
Looking at in the streets for the posters, gigs coming up. Mm. And yeah, there's not really any magic to it. you just go and have a look and find it out.
Totally.
And write it down.
Because do you have, like, what have you, I guess I'm kind of looking at it and imagining how it has changed, at least in within the past 2 weeks, but also, like, how you might imagine it changing in the future as well. Do you feel like you've learnt some things pretty quickly in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, I've kind of learnt to just double check what's on it. there's been a few mistakes, but I kind of accepted that would happen.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Of course, this week wasn't double checked, so I don't know. There's probably a mistake on it. But in theory, we should double check it.
Yeah,
I mean, at the moment, it's quite free form.
Yeah.
So with the image, they've been sort of, they've found a layout that works as far as the venues on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're just sort of moving towards one that'll
be
the best. Because some venues, you know, they might have one thing on a week or
just
a couple of things, or maybe more rare than that, and so they go at the bottom.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, it's still just all getting figured out.
Cool. Any gigs you guys have gone to recently you've enjoyed?
Yeah.
Bunchy's Big Score.
Was that Saturday?
Yeah. This Dog.
Yeah,
they were cool. This Dog from Christchurch and Bunchy's the Dunedin band.
Yeah, Bunchy's are always great. They're such an exciting band. I love how they just pull out the most random. They're playing Dale Kerrigan in the middle of it.
There was a Beatles cover.
You guys did that awesome. Beatles cover, right? Because I played that with Logan one time and was thinking, I was like, I swear I've heard Beatniks doing this.
We used to do a good cover of Don't Let Me Down.
And there was some other, I was like, played that funky music, White Boys.
That was a classic that they whipped that one out.
Yeah.
I was cracking up.
It's
almost a comedy act at the same time.
Cool. It's good, kind of helps feel like you kind of deconstruct some of the stuff that can make music, like, not pretentious, but, you know, the problems that you can face in music when you feel like you're performing too much or whatever, which I think you get a little bit in, like, you know, small music scenes and stuff. And I feel like things like, even like what you're doing with The Plan helps, like, democratize or like normalize or socialize all of the music that's going on, and you know, helps make people feel more like they're part of a community as opposed to just like, you know, purchasing products with music, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the kind of the main things we were trying to aim for, is kind of being very inclusive as well and making sure that we've got everything as much as we can.
And
although it has a punk aesthetic, it's like you're still getting singer-songwriter kind of things. You're still getting hardcore shows. You're still getting kind of just rock, indie rock stuff as well.
Yeah, totally.
Everything's just there. So it's kind of one of the things that we wanted to make sure that we were doing is making sure we had everything on there.
And what's the QR code? Is that just random?
That was my addition this week. And I guess you could scan it and find out.
We kind of wanted to add
a little bit of mystery, but
I'm expecting like an album that slowly gets released by a QR.
That's a great idea, but yeah, we're kind of thinking it might be something that we just have each week.
Potentially,
is just a random QR code that if people see it, they can scan it and a little secret gift, a little Easter egg.
Cool. Well, yeah, it's been a real pleasure having you guys on. Is there any? I feel like I feel like you both have had such unique experiences in the music scene, and it's cool to see you guys get to like contribute back to it in a cool, varied way like this. But maybe could you tell us a bit about what you guys have? Not to be like super corny about what you like about the Otago music scene, but like maybe something that like stands out that has like made you kind of inspired and into Dunedin music, and could also because obviously the first week of uni, like what kind of stuff could students who are like just hearing this or just seeing The Plan and shit, what could make them want to get involved or like you know, what's a cool thing that can draw them into music in the city?
Yeah, well, what inspired me about Dunedin. And the reason I chose to come and live here, because I'm from the UK,
just
travelling around, but I thought, oh, this is a cool city.
Yeah.
It's just the amount of potential for music to come out of here. And if you just have a little, if you're slightly musically inclined, there's going to be other people around that you can just make a band with, go make songs, go contribute to this scene that's really coming up in a big way.
Yeah, totally.
And just like from the Rolling Stone articles that have come out recently, you know, that's just proof that Dunedin's a real special city for its music.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those places that I feel like everybody is very open-minded and kind of really inclusive, and everybody's just really nice. There's a really cool community that's built around that, because everybody kind of doesn't really know if they're a part of a scene until they kind of get into it, and then it's like, oh, I'm actually a part of this whole cool thing.
Yeah,
there's lots of
other
people that are also there, and so it's really cool when, I mean, it's just like having your mates open for you, or having you know, it's very easy to create that community, and it's really cool to see everybody participating in it and wanting to build it and grow it and help each other. And I think that's one of the main things. I feel like a lot of the cities around the country, a lot of the scenes can be quite like do or die, and it's me or you kind of thing. Whereas down here, I feel like everybody's really wanting to play with everyone and meet everyone. And kind of be a part of this whole bigger thing, which is quite cool. It feels like a bit of a rising tide.
You know, cool.
Everybody kind of wants to help each other out, which is really cool.
Hell yeah. It's a real cool city, and it's funny that it's like gone. It goes through so many different phases of people saying it has like the best music scene sometimes in the world. You know, like I've even met someone in America who like always dreamed of coming to Dunedin because they just like heard that it has the best music scene in the world. And like that's something from the 80s, but it's also something that people say about the 90s and something people say about every decade, really. And that's pretty dope. Cool. Well, it's been a total pleasure having you guys on. Can't wait to hear more about or to see more of the plan around. Keep your eye out. You're allowed to steal them? Is that the vibe?
Yeah. Go steal them. Put them on your wall.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might have some more cool artwork on the back. If you make cool artwork, send it in.
You
can put it on.
Yeah. And if you steal them, they might be worth like loads of money in the future as
well.
Maybe. Just quickly as well, there's a few more people I'd like to thank. So Spencer, who made the image, Sean Norling from the council, who helped me set it up, and Martin Kane as well from Polytech.
Cool.
As well as Gilbert May, the legend who prints them all.
Yeah, awesome.
Also, Simon from Static Age sponsored week two.
Yeah.
And Irene from Relics, she's sponsoring this week's.
Yeah, absolutely awesome people that kind of just help keep the music scene going and cool.
Yeah.
Dope, check it out. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Thanks, bye.
Thank you.
Cool. That was The Plan. We just had Ben and Sam chatting about the very, very cool gig guide. So have a look around tomorrow and see it around everywhere, and let us know what you think about and your favourite Tekken fighter is. I'm going to check on some...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.